My guest at this time is Dr. David Curry, President and CEO of Open Doors USA. He joins me now to discuss the American prisoners freed from North Korea and who returned to the United States this week. We've heard a lot about the release, but who are these men and what does their imprisonment tell us about the repression in North Korea? And Dr. Curry, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Well, the freedmen are sometimes not even named. Far more often, that's all that is reported about them. But Kim Hok-song is a Christian missionary, and we know that Tony Kim and Kim Dong-chul taught at a university founded, and I believe to some extent still run by Christians. So what else do you want folks to know about them?
Well, we're just really very happy that these folks have been released. I mean, they are people who are essentially focused on trying to help the North Korean people get education. But as is often the case with this regime, they were held hostage because they were Americans, because they could be used as pawns in their strategy with the West. But at any rate, it's a step forward that they've released these folks and allowed them to come back to the United States. I think what it, again, points to, however, is the people that we don't know about, the ones that are not American citizens, the 50,000 or more, we believe, at Open Doors, we can document up to a certain amount, there's a lot that we don't know, who are Christians in labor camps in North Korea right now today. Could fill a stadium across in any city across America how many Christians are in labor camps. And we don't know their name because they're North Korean citizens. They can't be used as pawns. But we know they're there. And what we think would be a helpful thing for the North Korean regime to do is to, during this time of talk of denuclearization, make a show of goodwill and open up the labor camps for inspection by the Red Cross so we can begin to understand the scope of the humanitarian crisis there.
You brought up several good points there, Dr. Curry. I want to follow up on a couple of them here. First of all, explain what is required to get in trouble for your faith in North Korea, because I know it isn't much.
It isn't much. In essence, you can be arrested and put into labor camp for years, decades, and some people even die there just for owning the Bible, being caught with a Bible, or being under suspicion of being a Christian. In some cases, if people sense that you've had a Bible study or met with others, and these kinds of things in North Korea, you know, can get you into a great deal of trouble. That's why they're number one on the world watch list, the top place on earth where for restriction of religious liberty.
And as you mentioned, that if the North Koreans are comfortable imprisoning Americans for similar activities, it's obviously a lot worse for North Koreans because they don't get the international attention. You mentioned what you hoped would be part of the process here, and that's opening up the labor camps for Red Cross observation as a result of this summit. It's been hard to get insights into whether human rights and religious freedom is even going to be mentioned at this particular summit. Obviously, denuclearization is the main goal here. But what's your advice for the Trump administration as they have this fairly unique opportunity here?
Well, it is a great opportunity. We're grateful that they're going to have an opportunity to sit down and have a conversation. I think, as most of your listeners will know, it's extremely difficult with these denuclearization talks to have a sign of progress until sometime down the road, because many of these regimes will hide material, they'll shift material, they'll allow you to look at one thing but not another, and before long their program is reconstituted and it's been a couple of more years. With human rights as part of the negotiating tactic, what you can do is have some simple ways to improve the lives of tens of thousands of people in this case, and you know immediately what's happening. It's a thing that the Kim Jong-un regime must do right now that we can see and we can tangibly measure. And the reason why you bring in these kinds of human rights issues is that if you really and truly do have 50,000 Christians in labor camps, but there are many more than that for other crimes against the state, what are their conditions? Can we in any way bring the Red Cross and the UN into these camps to try to make sure that people who are starving there have some sustenance, can be helped in some way. And it will, and this is why it's difficult ask of the Kim Jong-un regime. It's going to show the world the kind of conditions that they've been, you know, instituting on their people.
The turnaround in relations here has been amazing. It was only a few months ago that President Trump was at the UN calling Kim Jong-un Rocket Man, and they were exchanging messages about the size of their nuclear buttons, and now they're on the brink of potentially an important agreement here. We'll see what happens. But there's talk that there was an accident at the nuclear facility, that maybe the economic sanctions are getting to Kim Jong-un, and he really has no other recourse here. What's your gut feeling, since you've studied this country so closely? Do you hold out hope that this really could be a thawing for religious freedom and other issues in North Korea? Or is this likely just a charm offensive by Kim to get some economic relief?
It's likely a charm offensive, but you must acknowledge that progress has been made that hasn't been made before.
Mm-hmm.
I think Kim Jong-un will hold out for economic lifting of economic sanctions and denuclearization, and try to maintain an iron fist control over his regime. But what he may not have calculated, and what we must insist upon, is that if he wants to be part of the international community and all of the benefits of the economic system and what that means, he's going to have to have some social norms regarding human rights, regarding religious liberty, regarding the treatment of prisoners, these kinds of things. And he's not been able to manage his country through those norms thus far. He's used force, and must be said, generations of his father and his grandfather did the same thing. They used force. They used the police state. So this is a new step for them, one that they haven't seen before. But I think you can't expect North Korea to be a reasonable partner in the international community unless they're willing to make some basic steps in this direction. That's why it needs to be on the agenda. We've encouraged the State Department to that end.
Lastly, you mentioned the push for allowing the camps to be inspected and so forth. Are there any other basic steps, as you phrased it, that should be part of this?
I think an easy one is to allow a visit of the International Religious Liberty Ambassador, Sam Brownback, within the first 90 days. There are targets I think we could set out like that within 60 days, within 90 days, where the Religious Liberty Ambassador can get in there, have conversations, talk about religious liberty, make some observations. You have the UN Council on Inquiry be able to inspect certain areas, begin to understand how far we have to go with the North Korean regime and what they're willing to do to open up the world their people, open up the World Health Organizations and so forth to aid their people.
Well, Dr. Curry, I know in the entire history of the World Watch List, which, as you mentioned, lists the world's worst persecutors of Christians, North Korea has always been number one. I'm sure you would love nothing more than to see them drop from that top spot, and because they got better, not because somebody else got worse than them. A long way to go, as you mentioned, but hopefully this glimmer of hope provides some encouragement in that direction as well. Thank you, sir, for your time today.
Thank you, Greg.
Dr. David Curry is the president and CEO of Open Doors USA. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.